It's a Swiss and an honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And here we are, finally, Eretz Yisrael in America. We're going to get back together in America. We have the Parsha of Chukas, Balak, and in Eretz Yisrael, the Parsha of Balak. And we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions, and then hopefully we're going to come out with that major yisod that we could apply to our lives in a very practical and real way. The Torah starts off in Parshas Chukas. We'll have to give equal time to both. Chukas, Balak, Perik Yates, Pasuk Aleph. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe v'al Aaron lemor. Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, saying, Zos Chukas HaTorah, Asher Siva Hashem lemor. This is the chok of the Torah that Hashem commanded. Daber al b'nei Yisrael v'yichu elecha pora aduma tamima. That a person, if he becomes impure, he needs to take a pora aduma. And we all know that it's a chok. It's something that we don't understand the reasoning. We were taught that as little children, that we don't understand the reasoning. And pora aduma is if someone is tameh, they're impure, the kohen comes and they sprinkle the ashes, and then the kohen becomes impure, and the person becomes pure. And we know this is Zos Chukas HaTorah. Tells us in Koheles, the great Shlomo HaMelech writes, Rechaikahi, that this mitzvah, Perek Zayin, Pasuk of Gimel, Kol Zeh Nisisi B'chokma Amarti, Ech Gimel, V'hi Rechoka Mimeni, Pasuk of Gimel, all this I tested with wisdom, I thought I could become wise, but it is beyond me. Shlomo HaMelech, the smartest man that ever lived. As the Gemara tells us, all over Shas, in Yuma, and Daf Yedalim Amin Aleph, in Nida, and Daf Tes Amin Aleph, that Shlomo HaMelech could not figure out this whole idea of Par Aduma. However, if you look a little further, Rashi quotes one of his Rabbeinu, Moshe HaDarshan, and he says, in Pasuk Beis, it says, "Be'ichu elecha mishelahem, k'shem shehem parku nizmei hazav la'egel, kach yaviyu zu l'kapara." Just like Klal Yisrael made a messed up and they did cheta egel, so too they bring paraduma to fix it up. So that seems like a reason. So right away, Rashi's contradicting himself. Zos chukas haTorah, that the Gemara says again that Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand what this thing was, but at the same time, it's a kapara for, just like we offered the sin of the golden calf, the paraduma is to fix that up. So is there a reason, is there not a reason? Question one. Another major thing that happened in this week's parasha, in parasha's chukas, so much to do. Wow, chukas and bullock. Again, you know, you could have a shear on just every line, every word. That it tells us in Perech Chaf, Pasuk Zayin, the story of Moshe and Aaron and the hitting of the rock. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe lemor, kach et ha-mateh v'hakel et ha-edata v'aron achicha v'dibartem el ha-sela. And you should speak to the rock. And as we all know, Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock. And since Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, therefore, he was not able to go in to Eretz Yisrael. Now, Rashi says that what was the sin? Major machlokes rishonim of what is the sin. Rashi says that what was the sin? In Pasuk Yud Beis, Parakah Pasuk Yud Beis, She'ilu dibartem el ha-sela v'hotziya ha'it mikadesh le'inei ha'eda. If you would have spoken to the rock, then the water would have been brought in, and therefore you would have been mikadesh my name. The omer ma'sel ha'zeh she'inei medaber v'eino shamea. Just like a rock that doesn't speak or doesn't hear, v'eino sarach l'parnasa, and he doesn't need parnasa. Mikayim dibor shamokum. Still, he's mikayim Hashem. He does what Hashem wants, kal v'chomer anu, even the more so us. So Rashi says clearly the reason why Moshe Rabbeinu was punished and he couldn't go into Eretz Yisrael was because he didn't speak to the rock and he didn't do a Kiddush Hashem. comes along the Halakha Ramban. And the Ramban has so many questions on Rashi. Okay, we can have a whole Lamed Shashir just on this whole incident. So many shitas. Again, we're not going to do all of them. But the Ramban asks, what do you mean? Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu to take a stick. Normally when you take a stick, you hit something. So, why was Moshe Rabbeinu punished for that? Furthermore, what's the difference? You speak to a rock or you hit the rock? Come on. Well, what's the difference? Then the Ramban brings down the Rambam Shita. The Rambam, Moshe ben Maimin, wrote so much amazing works, writes in Shmona Prokim, in the introduction to Pirkei Avos, and at the end of Perek Dalet, says really Moshe Rabbeinu's problem was that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. He had kas. Asked the Ramban akasha on the Rambam. Come on, look at Klal Yisrael. They're complaining all the time. And Moshe Rabbeinu got angry. Doesn't he have a right to get angry? What is the problem of anger? We know the Rambam holds in Hilchos Deos that anger always got to go middle ground. We've spoken about this so many times before. Always middle ground. However, two things that you can't go middle. Kas, anger, and gaiva. That I'm, Hody, I'm the man. There you have to go extreme. But ask the Ramban, didn't Moshe have the right to get angry? So what's this machlokes? A lot of shittas. Rashi says that he didn't do a Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam said it was because of anger. Rabbeinu Hananel says that if you look specifically in the Pasuk, what does it say? It says that Moshe Rabbeinu says that listen now, we bring forth. It says, Shimuna Amorim, Hamin Hasela Hazen, Notzi Lachem Mayim. We're bringing the water. Said Rabbeinu Hananel, you're trying to take all the credit? It's Hashem bringing the water, right? So, on the deeper sense, what's going on? What is so bad? I mean, obviously, no one wants to get angry. We always want to control ourselves. But what was the sin over here? What was the sin with Moshe Rabbeinu? Question two. Okay, question three. We get to Parshas Balak. Wow. Okay. Only Israel can listen to Chukas also if they want. Just got to always know the Torah. But, Balak. Perech of Beis, Pasuk Beis, Vayar, Balak ben Sipor. Balak ben Sipor et kol asher asah Yisrael Amor. He saw everything that Klal Yisrael did to Amori. Vayar. Always. There's this lashon in this parsha about seeing the famous Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says. The Mishnah says Gevaldik. The Mishnah says in Perek Hey, Mishnah Chaf Beis. Kol mi sheyesh biyodo shloshe dvarim halalu. Whoever has these three things, hu mi talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Ushloshe dvarim acherim, hu mi talmidav shel Bilam ha-Rasha. What are these three things? Ayin toiva, a good eye, v'ruach nemocha, and a humble spirit, v'nefesh shveva, and an undemanding soul. Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu. Ayin ra, a bad eye, v'ruach gavoa, and a very, very arrogant spirit, v'nefesh rechava, and a greedy soul, talmidav shel Bilam ha-Rasha. What's going on here? We're comparing Avraham to Bilam? What kind of comparison is this? This is like comparing Mother Teresa to Hitler, Yachshima. What? Bilam ha-Rasha? He was a Russia. He tried cursing Kleisar. He tried messing him up. Again, at the end, you know, they were successful a little. Pinchas had to save the day. But why are we comparing an Avraham to a Bilam? Question 3. And question 3b, again, we can say it's 4, but we'll call it 3b because we don't want to scare anyone. Again, you know, sometimes, as I say all the time, I throw in questions in the middle. But we know that there were a lot of brachas that Bilam gave. Again, Bilam, we'll talk more about it in the answer, hopefully. But Bilam gave a lot of different brachas. And one of the famous brachas that he gave is the bracha of Ma Tov Alecha Yaakov. He says, Ma Tov Alecha Yaakov Mishnah Secha Yisrael. Found in Perek Chaf Dalet, Pasuk Hei, Ma Tov Alecha Yaakov Mishnah Secha Yisrael. How godly are your tents, O Yaakov, and your dwelling place, O Yisrael. First of all, why is an Oel, which is temporary, referred to as Yaakov? And why is a Mishkan, which is more permanent, like the Beis HaMikdash, referred to Yisrael? And before that, he says Gevaldik, we know that we're a nation that gets up. Pasuk says so many juicy, unbelievable Rashis. You just spend Gevaldik. It says Karashachav Kari Kloimi Kamenu. Right? Rashi says all the time that we're the nation that gets up. We get up for to doing all the mitzvos and doing specifically Kriyat Shema. So what's going on? Why specifically is Matov Alecha? Why do we say that when we first walk into Shul? We're saying something that we heard from Bilam HaRasha. Come on. You know, we can think of a better pasuk than when we walk into Shul. So what's going on? So again, let's discuss over a lot to do. First question is Parshas Chukas. Why Rashi? We know a chok is something we don't understand the reason. And for some reason, we don't know the reason. Shalom El tells us in Koheles, the Gemara's. However, he gives us, right later on, or Moshe Darshan gives us a reason why we have the whole idea of a paraduma, because we're trying to do a kapara for the Chet HaEgel, question one. So there is a reason. Question two, Moshe Rabbeinu hitting the rock. What's this whole idea of Kas? What's the whole idea of according to Rashi? Ramban has a lot of good kashas on Rashi. What's it all about? Question three, why are we comparing Avraham to Bilam? And question 3b, why when we walk into the shul, again, some people may know not to say it then, some people say it a little before, but why are we saying, Ma Tov Alecha Yaakov, Mishnah Asecha Yisrael? Why are we saying that? And how come Bilam is focusing so much, if you look in the brachas, he's focusing how Klal Yisrael wakes up like an Ari. Rashi says that they say Kriyat Shema, and they put on their tzitzis and their tefillin. And so what's that all about? So I think we're going to bring a Yisod, which we've spoken about before. I'm going to try to put it all together with different sources. Of if we understand the whole idea of a chok, what's it all about? Ruchaim Shmulevitz, who was the great Rosh Hashiva of the Mir Yeshiva, he lived in 1902 to 1979. Ruchaim Shmulevitz had a lot of energy. You know, a lot of the Rosh Hashivas have a lot of energy. And he was always, you know, he had chavrusas with everyone in the yeshiva, which was amazing. Once a week he had a special, he had a special shir, which so many different types of people came to the shir. It's actually found, it's called Sichos Musar. I think they translated it into English. It's a Gevaldik Sefer. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz is a bucky in all of Torah and Chazals and Tanakh and everything. He put it all together, questions and yesodos and answers and unbelievable. And Rav Chaim Shmulevitz had a lot of energy. They used to say that, you know, he would take a machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rav Shlokish, and he'd be like, Rav Yochanan, take this proof, woo! And he'd like act it out. He was very labored. Again, sometimes you have certain Rosh Hashivas that are more to themselves, and they sit down, and you know. But you have some. So Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Sichus Musar says beautiful that what was the sin of Chet HaEgel? And I think once we develop what the sin was, we're going to try to put it into all these different questions and into all these different yesodas. Let's try. Chaim Shulevitz says that the problem of Chet HaEgel was that they jumped to conclusions. They just jumped. They didn't see things the way, they didn't stop and say, wait, Moshe Rabbeinu's not here. It's okay. But they jumped. They reacted. They needed to make sense out of everything. And since it didn't work out 100%, they miscalculated, says the Gemara Brachos. They started creating all these different things in their mind. And therefore, that caused them to create the Chet HaEgel. Now, if they stopped and they didn't put their own reasoning into it, and they dropped their own intellect, and they said, wow, the Ribbono Shel Olam is giving us a Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu went up. It's going to come down. We're off by a little. Okay, we don't understand everything. since we don't understand everything, we can't jump to conclusions. We can't just say that Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming back. Again, maybe the sin of Chita Eagles, Meshech Chochma says this clearly. It was not about giving in and doing Avodah Zarah. They didn't use the Chita Eagles Avodah Zarah, but they mischanneled. They said, wait, Moshe Rabbeinu, our greatest leader, was the channel between us and Hashem, and now our channel is missing. They wanted to use the Chita Eagle Kilu like Kruvim. The Gemara tells us in Baal Baso that on the top of the Arum was the Kruvim. And they would give different messages of the Kruvim if Hashem was happy with us, if Hashem was not happy with us, and it would help us and it'll help guide us. They were trying to use the Chita Eagle for that. But Hashem said, you have to wait. You have Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest leader ever lived. And since you put your own reasoning into it, therefore you just did one of the greatest sins of Chita Eagle. And although you're going to get a kapara, you jumped in because you put your own reason into it. Maybe, perhaps, and we're going to try to use this, so we'll try to say some other this also. But maybe, perhaps, what is a chok? Is a chok that we need to understand the reason or we don't? The Sefer Achinuch, the great Sefer Achinuch, who explains all the mitzvos in his Akdama. First of all, it's unclear who the author of the Sefer Achinuch was. Maybe they say it was a Rishon, but they don't know exactly who it was. It was given over from the father to the son. He says all over the place, this is for your bar mitzvah, Doshi. They gave it over to the son for a bar mitzvah. It's a nice pilpul. And the Sefer Achinuch says that although I'm giving you, Sefer Achinuch, I'm giving you the mitzvos, and I'm giving you the tamei mitzvos, the reason why the mitzvos, that's only the tam. That's not the essence of it. The essence of a mitzvah is to fulfill Hashem's will, is to do what Hashem wants without our reason. The minute we put our reasoning into it, that's only extra. But if you first accept the fact that God controls the world and Hashem does everything, and then, second, you put your reason into it, it's a different ballgame. And that's what happened here. It's not a contradiction in that first Rashi. Zos chukas ha-Torah. When the Gemara says that Shlomo Melech doesn't understand it, yeah, I don't understand it. It's a chok. And now once I accept that upon myself, that I don't understand everything, so then afterwards I could try to understand a little more with my own intellect, but realizing that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam, so we don't have a full understanding yet. And that's a big yesod. So why is the Parah Aduma a kapara for Chita Eagle? Because Chita Eagle was they jumped in. They didn't take a step back and think, whoa, maybe everything's going to be okay. And furthermore, they used their own intellect. If they stopped and realized it's a chok, we don't always understand everything. If they used what they had before of Naseh and Nishma, the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, Peches, Naseh before Nishma. Wow, we're going to accept the Ribbono Shel Olam even before listening to the mitzvahs. Wow, it's a very high level. If they got that, so it would have been totally different. What is going on with this Rambam? I remember last year I spoke a little about this in Parshas Chukas, and I got an email from my uncle Gedalia Bamzer. He said, I don't get it. Listen, we all get angry. We all lose it sometimes. Moshe Rabbeinu was fed up. He's like the mother. The nation is just complaining all the time, and now they don't have the bear Miriam. Miriam is not there anymore. Again, they're in the 40th year of the Midbar. And they're going into Eretz Yisrael soon. And they're complaining. And Moshe Rabbeinu is like, enough. Enough. So what is this anger? So I just had a recent story where I'm always running for a bus. Or a car. And the worst feeling in the world is when, again, anyone that has a car does not want to talk to you. They think that they do, they don't. But the worst thing is when you miss that bus by a second. You're like, you see the bus. You know, I started this thing that even if I'm a couple minutes away, I just walk quickly. I would say I run, but that's a little strange. Like, why am I running for a bus? But actually, maybe I actually walk very quickly. I was once walking with someone. I'm like, let's go. He's like, what, you see the bus? I'm like, no, let's go. car, and we made the bus by a second, whatever. It's a very bad feeling. So recently, I had to get home, and I was running late. Not that I was late, because everyone else was earlier. And I had to get home, and I see the bus. Givatzev, it's not so often. You know, it's every, it could be every 20 minutes. And I see the bus, and I'm going to make this bus. I know I'm going to make this bus. I know it already, right? So I started, you know, running. I had my Rocky music playing. I didn't have my Rocky, I felt it a little. And I was running, trying to make the bus. A little Rocky. I got this bus. I'm running, I got it. The bus just pulls and just, and I'm like, hello, hello. And then he moves up a little, stops again. I'm like, okay, go walk a sham. And then he waves and he says goodbye. And listen, I was a little frustrated. I wouldn't say angry, because we're talking about angry. But I was a little frustrated. And I started analyzing, why was I frustrated? Because things didn't go the way I wanted. Again, was that guy the nicest of guys? No, I don't think so. But I got a little angry. But why would I get angry? Because it didn't go my way. A lot of times, when we get angry or frustrated, it's because things are not going the way we want. We think like we're in charge. We think that we're in charge of the whole situation. Now, perhaps, and I saw Usher Weiss talk about this in his beautiful Sefer on this week's Parsha, that perhaps the reason why that Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for getting angry is because Moshe Rabbeinu was representing Hashem. And Hashem said, you have to speak to the rock. And you go and hit the rock because you're upset. But I didn't tell you you should be getting upset at this nation just because they're not listening and they're complaining. You're acting from me. And now you are taking matters into your own hand. And again, we don't fully get it because we get frustrated sometimes. You know, we're normal. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma and Daf Nun, that is kechuta saura. Tzaddikim are judged like a little string. So they're on a higher level than us. So we don't fully get it. Again, we lose it. But if a person takes control, even you know, when I was thinking about what I was talking about, so Baruch Hashem Kinahar, a lot of little children. And one of my children was not going to sleep. And you know, when kids don't go to sleep, you're getting frustrated. You got a lot of things to do. Go to sleep. Or just stop getting out of your bed. And I'm like, wait, I'm talking about anger. This is not good. So I actually controlled myself. I'm very proud of myself. In fact, I'm talking about it right now. I tell this to my kids, but they say, that's not true. You didn't control yourself. Okay, whatever. But what's the pshat? Is because anger is that I want something to go my way. And now it's not going my way. So we're kind of playing Hashem in a way. And that's why we're getting frustrated. But if we do our ishtadlus and we do what we can, so maybe we shouldn't get so angry. And again, it's easier said than done. It's definitely easier said than done. They tell a great story that there was a little boy in Cheder. And he was acting out a little. And the Rebbe, okay, it was a long time ago, so we're not talking about if it was right or wrong, but they used to hit a lot in Cheder. And the Rebbe was going to go over to the child, and he was going to hit him. And he had his hand about to smack him, and he stopped. And then he saw the child again, and the Rebbe was still upset from that incident, whatever the incident was. And he was about to smack him again. And he controlled himself two times in a row. And guess who that little boy became? That little boy became the great Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach said, when he saw his Rebbe control himself, because the Rebbe came to him and said afterwards, you were misbehaving, but I was going to hit you. You know, I was going to hit you out of kass, because you were doing something not the way what you should have been doing in class. And I was going to hit you out of kass. Not to show you that this is not the right thing, but I was going to hit you out of kass, which is not allowed. So he controlled him. Look, Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Or Rebbe, as we know Rebbe Rebbeim have a lot of power. Sometimes they could really damage the child, but the great Shlomo Zalman Auerbach came out. So if a person takes, I don't know, one incident in a day where things don't go his way or someone does something that shouldn't have happened and just take 5 seconds and don't jump to it, it could be a total game changer. Now, let's shift a little to Billum. What was Billum about? What was this whole idea of Billum? Why is he compared to an Avram Avinu? Billum is the guy, but he wasn't just a guy. He was a great Navi. Chazal tell us, Midrashim, Gemaras tell us that Billum, Gemara and Brachos, Dav Zayin, that Billum was such, he had great Nevuah. He was a great Navi. He was able to figure out the exact time that Hashem became angry. That's why the Gemara, Tosa says, what could he have said so quickly? The exact second that Hashem was mad, says Tosfos, on Dav Zayin Amin Aleph in Brachos, Kalein, Kuf Lamed, Chof Lamed Mem, Kalein. Those words, that's why he needed to see them. Because, says Tosfos, if he wanted to curse them so quickly, he needed to just get that word in, right at the moment that Hashem gets angry. So Billum was a great Navi. They needed, the Bar Tanur says on that Mishnah, that the Musa Olam would have said, it's not fair. You gave Klal Yisrael all the great Nevi'im, the Gemara says in Megillah, the 48 Nevi'im, the seven women, right, of the 48 Nevi'ot, right? So you gave, but you didn't give anything to the non-Jew, that's not fair. See, Billum. So Billum had. And guess what? If you look in the Torah, Billum is always recognizing Hashem. He is. He offers Karbanos Hashem. And although he wanted to go out and destroy Klal Yisrael, he still is doing great things to show that there's Hashem. And he becomes embarrassed. Billum, but why? What happened with the Billum? Says the Mishnah, it's an okay comparison. Billum had what it needed, but he was missing one thing. He missed the shiftless. He missed the idea that it's Hashem. And Hashem's in charge. Like at the beginning, we were talking about those Chukas HaTorah. That Hashem is the God. He's in charge of everything. Forget my reasoning. Although it's hard. It's hard sometimes because we always put our reasoning into things. But Hashem is the one in charge. And then I take a step back and I realize that it's Hashem. And then I use my intellect. But Billum didn't know how to do that. He didn't know how to do that. He didn't know how to take it and realize that it's Hashem. He realized it was Hashem, but he couldn't realize that it was just Hashem. And he thought it was owing his intellect afterwards. And he forgot about shiftless, realizing that Hashem is the one in charge. He recognized it, but he couldn't take it in. He couldn't take the moment. And then he sees a donkey. And the donkey starts talking to him. Again, you know, I don't think we have any animals talking to us. If an animal's talking to you, you got some issues, you know. Again, in a couple of years, my father, you know, he was one of the big people in Watson. You know, they have computers, Bez Hashem, in a couple of years we'll have cars, could talk to us. You know, they have those shows, I forgot what the show was called, with the car that talked, right? So a couple of years, they're going to create cars. But nowadays, if your car talks to you, or an animal talks to you, you're like, what in the world? You better get yourself to another place, you know what I'm saying? However, Billum, did you not see Hashem, Billum? The Ramban says that Hashem, and you clearly showed him. And still, says the Ramban, he couldn't take it in. Because he was a Rasha. He was a Rasha that he didn't realize. He had an Ayin Ra. He just thought everything was about myself, everything's about me. And that was his problem. Bayar Bullock. Bullock also was a big Rasha. They looked at things the wrong way. Tarsus says in Avodah Zarah and Daf Dalet Amud Beis, Tarsus says, quoting similar from the Gemara and Brachos, that what's the whole idea? What's the whole idea? Why Kalem? Because if you change the letters, Chaf Lam and Mem, you can make it into Melech Hashem, as Vehi Bishurun Melech, Truas HaMelech, the Pesukim this week's Parsha. That you try to take a curse. But it's a melech, it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. And how do we glorify Hashem? Matov Alecha Yaakov, Mishkanasecha Yisrael. Why, when we walk into Shul, do we say this right away? Three answers for you. Answer number one, says the great Torah Tanuma, Rabbi Chiel Michel Yehuda Epstein, he says Gevaldik. Because if it's coming from an enemy, Bilam HaRasha. So normally sometimes you have Jews, they exaggerate things. You know, oh, he's unbelievably great. Do you know his name? No. Wow. But if you have someone that hates you and you still say such great things, then you know it's Emes. Bilam HaRasha, give you the curse. Matoiv Alecha Yaakov. How great. Matoiv Alecha. Of the tents, Mishkan Esecha Yisrael, we really see how great it is. They say another two answers. Matovo Alecha Yaakov. It starts from the oil. The Gemara tells us in Bava Basra and that Peites that the homes were not aligned because houses shouldn't see within each other. But Alecha is the private homes. You take what you have in private and then you take it to Mishkan, to the shul, to the Beis Medrash. It's not just to the Beis Medrash. It's what you do in your private homes, and then it carries over. Matov Alecha Yaakov Mishnasecha Yisrael. Third answer, says Rav Asher Weiss, beautiful. What's the only thing that's kept us going from generation to generation? Our shuls and our base medrashes, the Torah. Because when we tap into the Torah, how great the Torah is, Hashem's book, when we tap in, then we are showing that the Ribbono Shel is part of our lives. Matov Alecha Yaakov, but we want to keep the continuity of Klal Yisrael going for generations. It's about the Torah, about giving it over. But realizing that the Ribbono Shel is the source. Hashem does it all. This is what we learn from a Chukas Bolak. Chukas Bolak represents the idea where we take our intellect, we put it aside for a little, and we realize that Ribbono Shel Olam's in charge. Of course we could use our intellect and we could put reasoning in, but we realize that Ribbono Shel Olam's in charge. The way to work on it, on a practical way, when things don't work out the way we want, obviously it's easier said than done. One time a day, when something doesn't happen, count to five. They say the Gedolim, they used to, when things didn't go, they put on their anger jackets. But one time a day, when something doesn't go the way you want it, 5 seconds count. It's okay. Hashem, this is... And that's so Chukas HaTorah. What was Bilam? Why is he compared to Avraham? Because Bilam was a great Navi. He had so much intellect. He was brilliant. However, he took the Kalein, the cursing Klal Yisrael, and he wasn't able to realize that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam. He realized there was a God out there. But he thought it was all about himself. And the reason why we quote in the morning the pasuk of Matov Alecha Yaakov, this week's parsha, is because the only way we're going to sustain, the only way we're going to keep on getting greater and greater in this world is by keep on learning our Torah, connecting to Hashem. And that's why specifically, right in the morning, why does Bilam talk about the morning, about the davening, the Kriyat Shema? Because even when things, says it's Fasemis, even when things are dark, at night we say Kriyat Shema twice. We still Shema, we have the Amunah, we close our eyes. And we also say Shema when things are great in the morning. We wake up with fire, Ka'ari, like a lion, to do the Ratzon Hashem. Bezer Hashem, everyone should have an amazing Parsha, Chukas Bolak. Everyone should keep on growing and getting closer and closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Everyone have a great Shabbos.